superstition. A god who dominates the fates of those who worship at my shrine. I am an oracle who knows the mystic forces that control destiny. I bring good luck to those who follow my prescription. You don't believe? Listen to the telling of this tale.
I am very sorry, my friends, to interrupt your fascinating card game, but the American Embassy is on the telephone. It is for you, Bruce.
Oh, thanks, DeBay. I left word to call your apartment if wanted. You didn't mind.
But of course not, mon ami.
Excuse me a moment. Take my hand, DeBay. It might change my luck.
Poor Bruce. He's certainly been playing in rotten luck tonight.
Only tonight?
You would bring that up.
That is too bad. But perhaps our young friend is more fortunate in other matters, eh?
I would expect a Frenchman to say that.
But that is the truth. Unlucky at cards, lucky at love. Eh, what, mademoiselle?
Is my face red?
Say, does that superstition work both ways?
You're out of order, brother.
Ah, to be sure. There is the reverse. I take it, mademoiselle, that you have been lucky at the cards tonight?
I'm non-committal.
Oh, shucks, she's always winning.
You'll have to excuse him, gentlemen. The child has really overstayed his bedtime.
Well, you know the saying, out of the mouths of babes. If he loses and you win...
Hush or sister spank.
Your brother's question is a tenable one, Miss Bryce. If unlucky at cards, lucky at love, will apply its charm equally when reversed, then in the case of an engaged couple, why...
Thanks, Professor. You needn't bother further. You've been a great help.
Eh bien, suppose we leave the pro and con of this question for the interested parties to solve. There will doubtless be an opportunity when the unlucky Bruce Allen takes his lucky and charming fiancée, Miss Edith Bryce, home later.
That's all right with me, providing they let me do the driving.
Who started this anyway?
The same? I think Monsieur le Professor Enright can tell us.
No, I mean...
Oh, give the professor a break, sis. Oh,
thank you. It is difficult to say where a popular saying had its beginning. Today, these beliefs survive in many forms as fairly innocent superstitions. Playing cards themselves are of very ancient origin, and the saying, unlucky at cards, lucky at love, is attributed to the Roman general Pompeius in reference to Julius Caesar, who, although very unlucky at card playing, was always lucky in his game with love, including such historic women as Cornelia, Pompeia, and his mistress, Cleopatra.
Not so good, Professor. According to that superstition, a chronic loser gets too much of a wholesale love compensation.
Which would never do for sister's disposition. She would be suspicious of every woman whenever Bruce would lose a card game. Who knows? Maybe right now he...
I shall have to speak to your nurse, brother.
Oh, well, all right.
Now, fortunately, despite this accepted superstition, there is no proof of relation between an unlucky card player and his love affair.
Thank you, Professor. You are so comforting.
Pardon me, my dear Professor, but I will not have you explain away so lightly one of my pet superstitions. At least, not until you have heard a very recent case where it turned out exactly as determined by the saying. May I tell it?
Of course, Monsieur.
Well, it'll have to be good.
Oh, the characters in my story are countrymen of yours. You will be pleased, I am sure.
Providing the heroine gets her man.
You will be satisfied, mademoiselle. The man of my story is Clark Elliot, the junior member of a New York firm of importers, and the heroine is Miss Winifred Jordan, the foreign buyer of a rival company. Both were in France on business, had concluded their respective missions here, yet neither knew the other. But they were destined to meet.
You thought of that, of course.
Well, I confess I did, Conan.
One of your little practical jokes, huh?
You shall judge. On the last day of his stay here before sailing home on the Ile-de-France, I introduced Clark to a very select club and to baccarat. But he had what you call a bad streak of luck and lost at his card game, quite heavily, in fact. And so, in disgust, he quit, and we were about to leave, waiting for our hats and coats. Merci, mon gars. Let us go, Clark.
Just a minute, DeBay, if you don't mind.
Not at all, mon ami. I see. My young friend, the avowed and confirmed womanator, has condescended to pause in his mad rush of business to admire one of the fair sex.
Dead wrong, old man. I'm merely watching the players. Baccarat is such an honorary game, and seeing the young lady in that group there losing so consistently awakens a sort of fellow feeling.
And which is the lady who awakens such compassion?
The one with her profile toward us. Blonde. Next to that old grizzly bear. Probably her husband. Oh, there. That's tough. She lost again.
Just so. And if the young lady continues playing that silly system she has brought, she will be like you, what you call busted, eh?
Broke is the word, old-timer.
Oh, thank you. It might embarrass the young woman if she saw us watching her. Step here behind the pillar.
Oh, all right, but I'm not interested. She must be a professional or habitual player. She certainly takes her losses calmly.
She is neither. Just a persistent amateur.
How do you know?
I could tell you something about that young lady, but you are not interested, of course. Only, the grizzly bear is not her husband.
Do you mean to say a sweet little thing like that girl goes around these gambling places alone?
And why not? It is early afternoon, and this is a very respectable and exclusive place.
Do you know her? Know who she is?
I see. That fellow feeling, it is stronger than any other interest.
Oh, don't be absurd, Dubay. You know me well enough to know there could be no other interest.
Only a young lady, a blonde, playing a miserable game of baccarat à banc, sitting next to a grizzly bear.
All right, if you will be funny. But the way you spoke, I thought you knew her.
Well, it is you who should know her. She is an American.
Never saw her before. What's her name?
It has something to do with a river. Oh, yes, Jordan. Do you know that name? Ah, I see the lady has lost again.
She certainly has lots of grit. Thank God she's quitting.
And disappearing into the cloakroom. Maybe if you took the seat she vacated and played, it might restore your equanimity.
Aren't you funny? I'm almost inclined to yield, but I guess I've lost plenty tonight.
You have my sympathy, mon ami, and so has the young lady. The fortune she is fickle. You may not lure her when you play cards, but who knows?
Meaning what? If there is any meaning to your nonsense.
Unlucky at cards, lucky at love.
I knew it would be nonsense or bunk. That saying would never fit my case. I've not met the real thing yet.
I would not be discouraged at your age.
Well, thanks for the bouquet. Well, let's go. I have some packing to do. Will you dine with me tonight?
I'm very sorry. I have another engagement. I shall see you when you sail.
All right, then. See you at the docks tomorrow. Let me drop you off at your apartment.
What an old dear, Dubay. You're seeing me off as though I were a bride. You made my stateroom look like a flower show.
It was a pleasure I could not resist, my dear Winnie.
Dependable, staunch friend, I owe you a great deal, Dubay. But for your help, my foreign assignment would have been a...
a flop, you mean, eh?
All of that. I possibly would now be going back to America a dismal failure. Like that young man you were telling me about.
Oh, his case is hopeless.
Has he come aboard yet?
No, he's probably ashamed and hiding out until the last moment.
Oh, won't you come down and say goodbye to Mother Dubay?
Not just now. I might miss Clark.
Oh, is that his name?
Clark Elliot. Did you ever hear of him?
Only what you told me, that he's a scapegrace son of a dear friend of yours in the States.
Just so. Oh, he is a disgrace.
Well, what was the cause of it? Chercher la fin?
Not that. Gambling.
Gambling?
Oui, baccarat.
Oh.
I never play baccarat when it is a pernicious game.
Don't I know? But I promise, never again.
Dear, you too. Quelle chance. Too bad. Did you lose much?
Plenty. More than I could afford.
Oh, well, you know the old saying, unlucky.
Oh, don't be tiresome, old friend. That saying doesn't apply to me in the slightest, even. Men in my life have been business associates, good pals, fine friends. I like you, old dear. But love? No. I've not met the real thing yet.
Eh bien, I should not be discouraged at your age. There is my friend now. See him, coming up the gangplank. Lickety-split.
Oh, that tall gentleman with the gray coat?
Oui, that is Clark. I want you to meet him, Winnie. Know him better. Despite the horrible things I have told you about him, he has his redeeming qualities. I really think he is worthwhile reclaiming.
Well, he certainly looks all right.
You said you owe me a debt of gratitude, which you would like to repay?
Yes.
Here is your chance. I am very fond of that scallywag. On the trip over, take him in hand. Show him the error of gambling. I should be eternally grateful if you try to do something with this misguided... Oh, Clark, here you are. Mademoiselle Jordan, permit me to introduce to you Monsieur Elliot.
How do you do?
Oh, there's...
Oh, it's time.
On la passerelle. À la quai.
You'd better go.
Goodbye, Winnie. Don't fail me. Let me know your results at Reform.
Look here, you old sham. You never told me that.
Au revoir, Clark. Mend your ways and listen to the advice of Mademoiselle Jordan. Give up baccarat. Try bridge. And so they sailed away.
At our boy.
Two storm-tossed hats and storm-tossed seas.
The Ile-de-France sailed only last week. Where they...
Yes, they sailed a week ago. And this morning I got this cable.
What does it say?
Reformation, huge success. Bridge now substituted for baccarat. We have agreed to play partners for life. Yours for a grand slam.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you?